Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Toby.
For this week's check-in, we are going to be talking about a subject that we may all be aware of if we have been staying with our elderly relatives, staying with our parents, or maybe experiencing ourselves when we get a bit older, which is why elderly people have to get up during the night to visit the bathroom. Elizabeth, is this just something that elderly people experience?
Nocturia, Toby. It's a condition where your sleep is disturbed often more than twice during the night. And yes, it's certainly most common in people who are over 60.
Is there a particular cause of this, Elizabeth?
Well, first of all, we produce less of a hormone, the antidiuretic hormone. Now, that hormone helps you retain urine in the bladder. Now, with a reduction in the hormone, you get an increased urine production. And with the addition of weakened muscles in the bladder, you may have more difficulty holding the urine. Women, particularly, unfortunately, may urinate more frequently because of pregnancy and childbirth. Now, that can cause bladder and pelvic floor muscles to weaken.
Are there other diseases that make you more prone to this, Elizabeth?
Well, men, of course, may have an enlarged prostate. This gland may obstruct the flow of urine. Other diseases, urinary tract infections, swelling of the legs with fluid, that's called oedema. Now, if that happens during the day, then this extra fluid can be filtered through the kidneys at night. If you're taking certain medication for blood pressure or heart failure, such as water tablets, then that can cause problems.
So what can we all do about it then?
Well, obvious things, Toby, like reducing your fluid intake, say from 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Caffeine-containing drinks, that's an obvious one to avoid. Watch you don't reduce your fluid intake too much during the day, because, of course, that can lead to urinary tract infections. If you do need to take a water tablet, then take it early morning, or maybe a second one, take it no later than lunchtime. There are also medicines available that can be taken. They can be prescribed by your doctor. An example would be an anticholinergic medicine. This can reduce symptoms of an overactive bladder. So if this is affecting your sleep pattern, then please have a word with your doctor.
Finally, Elizabeth, should we be worried at all about all the reports in the news of the cases of monkeypox?
What's happened, I think, because of COVID-19 and the particularly serious nature of the virus for a number of people. And then when this new virus was mentioned in the news, people really were naturally worried. I can understand that. But first of all, it's a self-limiting disease lasting from, say, 2 to 4 weeks. It tends to be mild and occurs through close contact with another person, not through the air like flu or COVID-19. Also, there are vaccines that were used to eradicate smallpox. They've been adapted to prevent monkeypox, as well as antivirals for treatment. I would say, please don't worry about this. Just try and keep yourself as well as possible, I suppose, ready to fight off any of the usual viruses this winter.
So some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would maybe like to get in touch with you and ask for some advice, where's the best place for people to go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you as always, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.